Coach, General Manager Andrew Milne from the Canmore Eagles. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great this morning. Thanks, Rob.
Saturday night, big win over the Drumheller Dragons, 6-3. Can you break down that game for us from a coaching perspective?
Well, I thought our start was a little shaky. We maybe just got caught off guard early, but then I think we responded very quickly and took control of the game and thought we'd give ourselves a nice lead. And then, you know, in the second period when we needed him to, Ryan Gilchrist in goal was awesome. He made a couple of big saves and really gave our guys that vote of confidence. And then coming out in the third period, we just sort of what we call shut them down and played a real conservative third period, and we're able to capitalize and get 2 points.
Got to talk, of course, about the big hat trick from Logan Ferguson, a guy who scored 8 goals for the entire season last year, just scored 3 in 1 game. Has he really stepped up his game this year?
Well, we expect big things from Logan. I mean, there's a reason why he's wearing a letter for our hockey club. I know last year Logan probably underachieved when it came to goal scoring, but overachieved when it came to development of his game. And I think this year he was very prepared to take the next step. He's a first-class player and his attention to detail, and I sort of felt that this was going to be his year to take a jump, and I think you saw that the other night.
Brand new acquisition, Braden Doucette also made an immediate impact with the big power play goal in the first period. Can you tell us a little bit more about this new defenseman?
Yeah, Braden's he's a veteran guy. He's been, you know, 100 games in our league and 100 games in the Western Hockey League, and he just gives a real calming veteran presence to our guys. I mean, the one thing I really appreciated about his game the other night was his communication. He's always talking and communicating to guys what needs to be done, what's going on, and I think that's going to help everybody in the development of our guys. And obviously he's got huge upside offensively, put up a lot of points last year and has a good vision and sees the ice well. So, you know, we're excited to let him develop into who he is as a player in our club.
Can you give us a sneak peek at tonight's game? What can we expect from the Okotoks Oilers team this year?
It's a tough call. I mean, I know they were going to be a young team this year with a lot of turnover, a lot like the league, but, you know, they've gone out and beat Brooks a couple times this year already and challenged them. So I think we're going to see a hardworking club. I think they're going to be well coached, and I think structurally they'll be probably at the top of their game.
Are tickets still available for the town party on Saturday night?
Yeah, absolutely. You can get tickets at the door and at various businesses throughout town. And, you know, we're encouraging everybody to come out. I mean, I know we say town party, but, you know, what we want by that is everybody that's to come out. You don't have to be a hockey fan, or you don't have to be a major Eagle supporter, but come on out and have a good time with your friends and neighbors, and then relax and enjoy yourself.
The big town party at the Canmore Golf and Curling Club this Saturday. And of course, tonight's big game against the Okotoks Oilers. Puck drops at 7 o'clock at the Rec Center. Coach GM Andrew Milne, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks, Rob.